This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, a magnificent Tuesday, and I hope you are ready for a show tonight. Kind of a smorgasbord type show where we're going to bounce a little here and we'll bounce a little there. We're going to talk... We're going to talk semi-legal immigration right off the bat, just because I feel like you need to know a couple things. We'll talk about that right off the bat. We're going to talk about some cultural wins and how things are going there. Communists lying about everything at all times. Barack Obama is rearing his ugly head again. All that's going to come. Emails various times during the show. But I'm letting you know right now, here's a heads up. I am going to be fulfilling a promise I made to a listener. 1 hour from now, politics stop. We are going to do some history tonight. We're going to talk about, well, depends on what you call it, the Railway of Death, the Death Railway, the Burma-Siam Railway. It's a fascinating slash horrifying piece of history, and the people who suffered under it deserve to have their stories told, and most people don't know about it. So that's going to, we'll talk about that about an hour from now. Now, I want to discuss something, and it may get a little dark. I don't think it will, but just something we have to discuss in a good and bad way about illegal immigration, drug trafficking, what's happening right now on the planet, and where we're going. I know you've seen the news, in case you haven't. We nuked another drug boat, another Venezuelan drug boat. Let's recap something in case you don't know. Venezuela, it's run by a communist. Remember, Venezuela was, well they sit on the largest stockpiles of oil on the planet. Did you know that? They sit on a mountain of liquid gold, a mountain of money, black gold. People are starving there. Starving. Why? Well, that's what happens when you choose communism. They picked a communist, now people are starving. The Venezuelan government, they are essentially the administrators of what is known as the Cartel of the Sun. The Cartel of the Sun. All right. Now, drugs move from South America into Mexico, usually, and that's where they cross the border into the United States of America. Donald Trump has more than one axe to grind with Venezuela. Let me clarify what that is, too. It's not only the drugs. He's mad about the drugs, mad about fentanyl. It's a good excuse, but Trump's mad about a couple other things. He believes Venezuela took part in some way, in a negative way, in the 2020 election where Joe Biden stole it. Donald Trump believes Venezuela was involved in that. That's one. Two, geopolitics are a funny thing and can be very complicated. You're always trying to get a foothold in your enemy's backyard. You know, you don't just want to observe him, harass him from afar. You want to find a way to get right next to him. It's always been this way, always will be this way. China and Russia, they want to get a foothold, a serious foothold in the Western Hemisphere. Yeah, you know, China wants to own the South China Sea and take Taiwan and all these other things. They want to be parked in our backyard. Venezuela has proven to be fertile soil for that. All right, so that's a little bit of the background on why every day you seem to wake up and we've nuked another drug boat and the Secretary of War is putting up the videos online for all to see. So that's a little background on it. Now, I want to talk to you about a little bit of a sober reality. There's good and bad news. Don't worry, I'm giving you some of the bad first. We are under the impression that the border is completely sealed up. That the border is sealed up. And that fentanyl, you know, that we're getting drugs out of the country. That's partially true. Here's how illegal immigration has generally worked in the United States of America, and it really worked this way under Joe Biden when the communists wanted to bring as many foreigners into the country as possible. Illegal immigration works this way. There are people who cross our border, the Mexican border, who want to get caught, and there are people who don't want to get caught. Here's the difference. If you are, let's say, somebody who just wants to pick strawberries and leech off the American taxpayer, and you're aware that there are enough elected Democrats in this country, so you have a decent shot of crossing the border and being able to do that. You don't want to low crawl through a mountain pass in Arizona. You want to be taken in, because our insane immigration system means immediately the communists will start working with communist NGOs and they'll fly you to New York City on the taxpayer dime. And so you understand how it works. So you don't try to low crawl through the mountain pass. You run right up to the first Border Patrol agent you can find and you say, hola, ¿cómo estás? I'm here. I'm seeking asylum. And there are all kinds of globalist communist groups who have set up shop in Mexico. They educate these people on the way through on the words to use, the language to use in order to get them to stay in America. That's one group of people. That group of people has been stopped. Trump administration deserves all the credit in the world. They have stopped that nonsense. This ridiculous, I'm a refugee, I'm seeking asylum. Nope, that is stopped. Stopped, sealed up. But the group of people who don't want to get caught, those are generally very, very dangerous, very, very bad people. These are the actual drug mules, the cartels. They possibly are bringing slaves with them, human trafficking, across our border. And they have a level of sophistication that most people don't truly understand because they have so much money. The cartels have billions and billions and billions of dollars. And contrary to what you see in the movies, they don't spend it all on tequila and nightclubs. They invest in things like comms, communications, secure comms, encrypted comms. They invest in drones. They are heavily invested in drones. They use these drones to scout out where Border Patrol is and where Border Patrol isn't. They find where they're not, and they are still moving drugs into the country. Not as much fentanyl, but found out today, courtesy of Ammon Blair, he's a buddy of mine. Did you know the price of cocaine in the United States of America is going down because of the quantity of it here? We have that much of it here. The price is going down. We also have a big problem on the Canadian border. It's a big, big problem we're tackling. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is the communists are deathly afraid that we are deporting a significant number of people. I don't know that I would call it mass deportation yet. We don't have enough ICE agents for mass deportation yet, as I warned you about before Donald Trump even got elected. But we are deporting more people than we ever have in my life. And we have at least sealed up a portion of the border. What's that going to turn into? What does that mean? How does this help you? How does it help me? Democrats have an artificially inflated amount of seats in the U.S. House of Representatives, and frankly, probably the Senate too. They have an artificially inflated number of seats because they count illegal immigrants in the Senate. What you see, when you see a 50-50 country, you're seeing smoke and mirrors. It is not a 50-50 country. Republicans are starting to redistrict and play the game. How's that going to turn out for Democrats?
This is what the party pickups would be for congressional districts. Republicans, 5, Missouri 1, North Carolina 1, Ohio 2 or 3, Indiana 1 or 2, Florida, still discussion down there, but that could be another gold mine for them if they tipped it even further their way. Kansas 1, New Hampshire 1, and Nebraska. Democrats, Utah, California, Maryland. Look at this. If you offset California and Texas, Missouri and Utah, North Carolina and Maryland, everything left over is an advantage to the Republicans. Democrats could lose 19 seats. This would be a huge amount.
19 seats. Smoke and mirrors. Not a 50-50 country. And that explains what I'm about to play for you. That explains the undying love Democrats are showing to illegals. We'll get to that in a moment. Before we get to that, I want to read this email for you because, well, this is going to apply. Jesse, why doesn't ICE use non-lethal projectiles instead of throwing cans of tear gas that usually get thrown back at them? He's talking about Byrna. The kinetic rounds would stop commie trash, so on and so forth. They do. Understand when I tell you about Byrna, about Byrna's compact launcher. It's the size of your smartphone. The one that shoots the tear gas balls or pepper balls or kinetic rounds. Those are just the hard plastic rounds. Please understand that Byrna is used by SWAT teams across the United States of America because of how effective it is. You cannot issue things that don't work to your SWAT team. It gets people killed. When I tell you to buy one, carry one, put it in your purse, put it in a holster, put it in a pocket, that it'll save your life, it saves SWAT lives. BYRNA. Byrna.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to get to Obama here in just a few, popping his stupid head back up. But why are the communists so adamant about keeping as many illegals here as possible? Because it's their last source of power. They have been culturally rejected. Their demonic filth they pushed for years and years and years, reaching peak insanity probably, I would say, 2-3 years ago. Now the culture has shifted against them. They have lost you, not just you. They never had you. They've lost normies. They lost Norm and Norma. So what do you do? Well, you've got to keep the foreigners here. You need foreigners whose loyalty can be bought. People with no deep affection for the country are the only chance Democrats have at power. That's why they all talk like this.
We are in a period of political darkness. Donald Trump and his ICE agents are snatching our immigrant neighbors from our city.
That's the next mayor of New York City. Let's go to Democrats. Here's a little montage talking about the drug traffickers who keep getting nuked from orbit.
So you probably saw that the president has blown another ship out of the water, again claiming that these were narco-terrorists and somehow that he has the authority to do this. He does not. I'm drafting a war powers resolution to put a stop to these extrajudicial killings, but also to reassert Congress's power.
I will tell you that based on what I know now and the reading of that memo, these are illegal killings. They are illegal killings because the notion that the United States, and this is what the administration says is their justification, is involved in an armed conflict with any drug dealers, Venezuelan drug dealers, is ludicrous.
They just bombed a speedboat, which they asserted was carrying terrorists. So you're the judge, jury, and executioner when you're not in a time of war. For that, the president ought to face criminal charges.
It's not complicated. They don't care about war powers. They don't care about the constitutionality of it. Their source of power is foreigners. That's their only source of power now. Without them, without counting them in the census, without getting their votes, which we all know is happening, without counting on their rampant criminality, Democrats lose everything. They have to fight for them because they've lost the American people. And look, there's an old saying, certainly not my saying, I know you've heard it or heard something similar to it before, that if you want to know what you care about, look at where you spend your money. Go look at your bank statement, your credit card statement. Where you spend your money, that's what you care about. I say this rather sheepishly because whenever I do that, it's very clear that I have what Aubrey describes as an unhealthy relationship with food. When I look at my credit card statement, my bank account, there's a lot of food. And look, not even joking, that's bad. I really, really have food as a major priority in my life. Where do Democrats spend their money? I don't know. Let's go to Oregon and see how the spending is.
Oregon is reportedly spending more in its budget on health benefits for illegal migrants than it sets aside for state police. Oregon officials expect to allocate $1.5 billion in combined state and federal tax dollars on a program that offers health benefits to illegal migrants from 2025 to 2027. Now, during that very same period, they expect to spend $717 million on the Oregon State Police.
These communist places like Oregon, which is so sad because so much of it's so red and wonderful, but these communist places like Oregon, they spend twice as much on illegals as they do on cops. Twice as much. Tells you exactly what they care about. Let's do some emails, shall we? Because remember, we're going to history about a half hour from there. We'll talk about Joe Biden's statement. We still have to make fun of Barack Obama. Oracle, I have a pending dilemma approaching. I live in the Seattle area, and the Mariners could go to the World Series. I've been to an NBA championship game and a Super Bowl. My only son works for the Gates Foundation. If I get to go, the tickets will be from the Gates Foundation. I won't get this chance again, as I'm going to get out of this commie hellhole at some point in time. I'm not a rich man, working two jobs, just making it work. Should I go if the opportunity presents itself? Dude, go watch your Mariners play. I don't care if it's the devil himself handing you tickets. Go watch your Mariners play. You're a working guy, working two jobs, trying to make ends meet. If your team, I think the Mariners are up 2-0. If your team goes to the World Series and it happens to be the scummy communist Gates Foundation that is handing out tickets, who cares? Take your tickets, go to the game with your son and enjoy it. If for no other reason than to just enjoy that memory with your son. And this is near and dear to my heart today. Today is the anniversary of when I lost my father. My father died 1 year ago today. Told myself I wasn't going to bring that up on the air because, you know, not looking for sympathy, right? People lose parents. That's the way life goes. It friggin' sucks. But today is that anniversary. Dude, go to the game with your son. I don't care who's handing out tickets. Go to the game with your son. All right? All right. Barack Obama's back out there doing the podcast circuit, has a couple gems out there. We'll talk about those in a moment. We'll make fun of Joe Biden. All that and more still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we do that, I want to talk to you about your cell phone. Everyone has a cell phone. I do, you do. It's just something we have. We have cell phones. And so you have to pay somebody. Are you paying too much? That's one. Two, who are you paying? Are you paying Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile to use your money and dump on this country? DEI, ESG. Go look up your cell phone company in that commie gobbledygook. You don't have to worry about that with Pure Talk, my cell phone company. Remember what Pure Talk did at Independence Day? Sent out American flags to veterans for free, no charge. You just nominated someone and they sent it out. I'm proud to work with them. Proud of what they stand for. I love that when I talk to them, they speak English. You want to change? You change on the phone in 10 minutes. You don't even need to get a new phone. Pick up that cell phone of yours. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Barack Obama, next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Tuesday. Except guess who's back? Back again. Barack freaking Obama. The guy, he's like a cousin, like your dirtball cousin who doesn't have a job. And every now and then he asks if he can stay with you for the weekend. Only it lasts more than a weekend. It's a week. And he eats all your Kraft Mac. And he puts his feet on the couch. This is what Barack Obama has been to the body politic of the United States of America. He is the first and, in my opinion, the only president who has ever graced the White House who really, genuinely hates the United States of America. We've had many, many presidents, Republican and Democrat, who don't care about America. And they're in it for themselves, in it for the glory, in it for the power, in it for all that. That's the norm. Barack Obama was born and bred to hate the United States of America. Now that we could have dealt with. We could have lived with. He combined something else, though. He was good at it. He was good at power. He was good at politics. He actually understood better than any Republican I've ever seen what to do with the federal government, meaning the administrative state. He identified that that was the true source of power. It wasn't Congress. It's not the House. It's not the Senate. Seize the administrative state. Purge it of your enemies. This includes the military, by the way. Fill it up with your friends. They will in turn fill it up with their friends. And you will, in the end, you will have a government that works exclusively for your side. It goes well beyond judges. He understood that. I mean, here's a headline. Obama, who purged the military, accuses Trump of the politicization. I can never say that word. Hey, Chris, do you struggle with that word? Probably. The politicization of the military. That's what Obama purged. That's what Obama said. Trump's doing it. Well, what's he saying? Barack Obama worked very, very hard to fire any general who may have pushed back on his insane politics. Donald Trump's trying to reverse it, and so Barack Obama goes to his most used tactic. He did it for 8 years in power. He's done it when he's out of power. He will politicize every single thing he can get his hands on, from a school shooting to the military. Everything will be used on behalf of the revolution, and the millisecond he runs up against any opposition, he will say, stop being political. Whoa, what are you being political for? This is a technique he used for 8 years. I know you remember it. Now he's out there with gems like this. Before I play this for you, do keep in mind, I know you already know it, but do keep in mind, Barack Obama, we believe at this point in time, it's pretty much been proven, sat down with the Central Intelligence Agency and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and they launched an operation against Donald Trump. It was not Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's campaign helped with some garbage opposition research, but most people don't realize Barack Obama was president of the United States of America. Donald Trump wins the election, and Barack Obama didn't take his foot off the gas. Barack Obama, in that lame duck period, turned the FBI and CIA into the enforcement arm of the Democrat Party, destroying the credibility of those institutions, which will probably never recover. I'll hate them both until the day I die for what they did, and they did so willingly. Destroying the first 2 years of Donald Trump's presidency with a sham investigation into a case they completely made up. It was not Hillary Clinton who did that. I know she had a hand in it. It was Barack Hussein Obama who spent 8 years turning our administrative state into a communist-run disaster, and then he deployed the army he had built against his Republican opponent and now sits there with his legs crossed like a woman talking like this.
Yeah, we don't want kangaroo courts and trumped-up charges. That's what happens in other places that we used to scold for doing that. We want our court system and our Justice Department and our prosecutors to be, and our FBI to be, just playing things straight and looking at the facts and not meddling in politics the way we've seen lately.
Don't scream hypocrisy. Remember, that doesn't work on the communists. It may work on your normie friends. You could talk to them about hypocrisy, but that doesn't work on the communist. The communist believes everything. Remember, it's a religion of destruction and domination. He believes genuinely to his core, every single thing should work on behalf of his revolution. That's good and right in his eyes. He believes the NFL should push Democrat politics. He does. He believes the FBI should work exclusively for Democrats and against Republicans. Anything else is, you're being political. He believes your local library, school teachers, Hollywood, every single thing in society must be used on behalf of the revolution. And if there's anything that is not being used on behalf of the revolution, you either have to destroy it or you have to infiltrate it, take it over, and then use it on behalf of the revolution. This is how these people think. You cannot reason with them. All they understand is fear and pain, which is why you have to arrest these government criminals, try them, and throw them in prison because they don't think they did anything wrong. John Brennan, former head of the Central Intelligence Agency, is a fairly open communist. For John Brennan, it would never occur to him not to use the CIA for the revolution. Well, what would be the point of even taking over the largest, most powerful spy agency in the country? Why would you even want it if you're not going to use it for the revolution? Remember this. Remember, these people have no love of country. There is no patriotism. The idea of America or protecting America or working on behalf of America, it never even, not for a split second does it cross their mind. All they think about is the revolution. Barack Obama went so far, a good call, Chris, as to take the IRS, of course, fill it up with communists, and then aim it squarely at his political opponents. And these aren't accusations for talk radio now. We know he did these things. So he can sit there with a straight face and say things like this, and it's not because he's a hypocrite. It's because he's a communist who believes everything should work exclusively for the revolution.
Yeah, we don't want kangaroo courts and trumped up charges. That's what happens in other places that we used to scold for doing that. We want our court system and our Justice Department and our prosecutors to be, and our FBI to be, just playing things straight and looking at the facts and not meddling in politics the way we've seen lately.
That man wounded this country so deeply. Wounds we suffer from today. Wounds that will take you and me years to heal. That's what happens when you pick a tried and true communist, trained communist, and you put him in the White House. That's what happens. Let me tell you something else that happens. People get their bank accounts zeroed out when they didn't spend any money. People go try to take out a loan, buy a car, buy a home, so much as a department store credit card, and they get told, sorry, you can't have it because your credit's terrible. Only your credit used to be perfect. Do you know why your credit's terrible now? Because people steal your data. As you're listening to the sound of my voice, there are legions of thieves on the internet trying to get your social security number, your address, your name, so they can take out loans in your name, drain your bank account. And people get pillaged by this all the time. I wish LifeLock didn't have to exist. I think that sucks. But what else are you going to use to protect yourself? LifeLock is necessary. Make sure you're protected. They'll monitor your stuff. They'll let you know. If the worst happens, they'll make you whole. call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to lifelock.com and you can use the promo code Jesse. That gets you 30 days of it for free. For free. Lifelock.com, promo code Jesse for 30 days free. Terms apply. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to get to a couple more of those here in just a moment. And a warning to you, or maybe a heads up, depending on how you take it. I don't care. 10 minutes from now, we're doing history. A listener with a relative, I'll read the email in 10 minutes. A listener with a relative requested some time ago that I tell the story of his relative, and I'm going to, or at least generally what they went through. And this is your warning right now. It will, of course, be kid friendly, as they always are. Don't have to worry about the kiddos, but it's going to be hard to hear. It's going to be harsh. It's going to be rough. Parts of it are going to be flat out be gross. But Forgotten Heroes is one of those things that's always been on my heart. I don't like when heroes are forgotten and dismissed and people don't know their stories. I don't like that. And so 10 minutes from now, we're going to go do it. All right? All right. Now, I wanted to play something for you that'll make you feel better. You know, Donald Trump, yesterday was Columbus Day. And Donald Trump, of course, you know, put out an official executive order. It's Columbus Day officially. All this other, we got all that. We got all that. And I know, because you're not a robot, you're not a pom-pom waving cheerleader, I know there are things going on right now that you would change. You're unhappy with this, unhappy with that. I'm talking about with Donald Trump and the administration. Hey, why aren't they doing this? Why are they doing that? I don't like this. It's human nature, and I'm glad you're that way. You're allowed to have complaints. You're not a subject. You're not a servant. You are a citizen, and you're allowed to voice your complaints. So I know overall you're probably happy with some complaints, and that's fine. I think it's really important for you and me every now and then to take a moment and smell the roses. Take a moment and remember, don't you remember how miserable that 4 years was? When we were under attack from all sides by the communists, do you remember how surrounded we felt? I think I use that term a lot on the radio because it's how I felt. It felt like everywhere you looked, we were surrounded. We had companies sending out directives to their employees to put their pronouns on their email signatures. You woke up one day and you're like, wait, what? You couldn't do anything. You couldn't watch sports, go to the movies. Every day, it's a new horrible thing from the world. It felt like we were surrounded and overwhelmed. And while we all, myself included, have complaints about today and what's going on, I'd like to see more of this, and I'd like to see, we all have complaints. Let's just pause and remember where we could be today. This was a year ago. This wasn't yesterday. A year ago, Dome, running for president, puts out this statement on Columbus Day.
It is an honor, of course, to be with you this week as we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, as we speak truth about our nation's history. Since 1934, every October, the United States has recognized the voyage of the European explorers who first landed on the shores of the Americas. But that is not the whole story. That has never been the whole story. Those explorers ushered in a wave of devastation for tribal nations, perpetrating violence, stealing land, and spreading disease. We must not shy away from this shameful past.
Aren't you so glad we're done with that filth? Aren't you so glad that we are done watching our leaders trash the country we love, apologize for us all the time? Doesn't it feel so much better to have it like this? It feels good. I feel good. And that's not just the chalk talking. Look, the chalk is what got me through what, Chris? The male vitality stack from chalk is what got me through the 4 years of Joe Biden. Now, it's just the extra juice for my 4 years of Donald Trump. Do you have natural herbal supplements that make you feel good all the time? I'm not just talking about your energy. I'm talking about your mood. How often do you get down? Without explanation. You're just down. It's kind of depressed, somber. Your levels are screwed up. Fix it naturally. Not another round of pills or shots. Natural herbal supplements from the hardcore anti-communists at Chalk. I discovered them. Actually, they discovered me during COVID when they were all, what, mandates? No. Get your stupid mask off and go get some exercise. C-H-O-Q. Chalk is about to make your life better. Chalk.com/Jesse. Go get a subscription. Jesse, I've been listening to your show the last couple years. Recall many times you've accurately stated Republican voters are the worst when it comes to primaries, both at the federal and state level. I agree, and I believe it's a big issue that unfortunately nobody in the conservative media talks about except for Daniel Horowitz at Conservative Review, and he needs help. Why is that the case, and have you considered covering both state and federal primaries? Yeah, I talk about that all the time, obviously. In fact, yeah, me and Daniel are two of the only ones who do. But I can explain why others do not. It is tempting. It is tempting when you have a job like talking in the radio for a living, which isn't even a job. I've had real jobs my whole life. This is just fun. It's just screwing off. And people tend to, when they have this, if you get this kind of opportunity of a lifetime, people tend to play it safe. Don't take risks. Don't talk about history for an hour. What if someone leaves? Don't talk about the importance of primaries. Don't actually implore people to get involved locally. No. What if it offends someone? What if someone leaves? It's tempting in any walk of life, by the way. It probably applies to your walk of life. When you get to a point where things are good, it's tempting to play it safe. You're not trying to hit homers anymore. Hey, just hit a single. Just get on base. The easiest thing in the world when you do radio for a living or TV is to just chase the biggest one or two headlines of the day. Stay safe. Right, look, right now in this era, it's pretty easy. If you could, if you wanted to, just pick two or three headlines, talk only about that, and slobber all over Donald Trump 24 hours a day. Hey, I have 75 audio cuts of Trump talking today. Let me play them all for you in a row and then tell you why Donald Trump walks on water. That's radio today. It's awful. It's freaking awful. It's embarrassing. And it's boring more than anything else. When you get on the radio and you implore people to become activists, as I do all the time, you tell them to get involved in local politics, start getting involved in primaries, stop voting for the moron you see on television, do some of your own research. Well, that's getting beyond the headlines. What if people don't like it? What if they get offended? What if they leave? The tendency is to play it safe. That's why it happens. We're going to stop playing it safe. We're going to talk about the railway of death next.
This is an iHeart podcast.